Will you bow with me for a moment of prayer? Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, and yes, even the wanderings of our minds be found in your gracious love. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I realize I'm going to share something that maybe many of you have already seen posted somewhere on the internet. It's a prayer. It goes like this. Dear God, so far today I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. I'm very thankful for that. But in a few minutes, Lord, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot more help. Amen. How many of us may have shared prayers like that? Everything is fine as long as we haven't rolled out of bed yet. But once we do so, we find ourselves saying, more often than not, help! Help is a lot closer now than it used to be in terms of the convenience of dialing 911. But I think some of us have had those moments where we say help and there's not much of a response. And I'm not talking about first responders not coming, but sometimes when we say help, not quite loud enough for anyone to hear us. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time asking for help. Maybe it's because I think I'm all self-sufficient, which I am not, or I know how to do everything, which I certainly do not, or that I'm strong enough to lift every load, which I'm not. Help. What gets in the way from our wanting to need help, but maybe hoping that people will recognize that from the expression on our face, and they'll know we need help. You know, sometimes we have that helpless look, and you go into a store, and you're looking around, and I don't know about you, but I get comfortable knowing where things are in a store, and it's not just Walmart, but a lot of places are moving all this merchandise around, so you go in, and you're going, well, I used to start over here, but And you're just standing there with this helpless look, and somebody might come up, but not likely at Walmart, and I don't mean to offend anybody who might be affiliated with them, but, you know, help isn't as available now as it used to be. But there are those stores you go into where you can barely get inside the front door, and there's somebody right in your face, and may I help you? And then you're either turned off or you say, oh, thank goodness. Yes, I'm trying to find whatever it is. Help. We all have needed it. Sometimes we've not always asked for it. Sometimes we've asked for it and it has not been there. And that's one of the difficulties we have. When my wife and I were first retired about 14 years ago and moved into our 1910 home over in Dixon on the river, we discovered that we knew we had an attic, we just didn't know how to get there. I had to get on a stepladder in the hallway upstairs on the second floor and use a screwdriver and unscrew some boards that opened up an area. And then there was this ladder, an antique ladder, came with the house, folks, okay? And there was this rope attached to it in the linen closet right next door, and you would have to undo the rope, and then the ladder would slide down a runner. It came right down and filled up the hallway. It was great, you know, and we got up there and found some stuff we didn't know where the previous owner had left from the 1950s. But when it came time to get the ladder up, the power of gravity helped it come down. But Johanna and I, between the two of us, were not strong enough. We were tugging together on that rope to get that ladder to go up. It wasn't budging. So we had a neighbor across the street who had been, I used to serve in Dixon at First United Methodist for about 9 years. So we knew a few people in town, and our next door neighbor named Rex had been in the Marines, had been in Vietnam, and he was still in pretty good shape. And we went over and said, Rex, can you help us? And he came over and Johanna could step aside, and Rex pretty much could do it by himself, but I thought I should help him, you know, since he was helping me. And together, we got that ladder up. Now, do you think that we let that ladder down again? Not without Rex's help. Help, when it's there, is very much appreciated, and we sometimes take it for granted. But sometimes help just isn't there. I'm a chaplain over at Heritage Square, which is a retirement center in Dixon. I've been doing that for about 10 years, and I'm aware, and having been a patient, not at Heritage Square, but at hospitals with having surgery and all, you know, you can hit that call button, and somebody will usually, within a short period of time, say, yes, how may I help you, or what do you need, or, you know. And if depending upon how busy the staff is, whether it's a hospital or retirement center or any place, sometimes they'll say, we'll get there as soon as we can. Now, when somebody came in, I'm not sure if it was Jeff, whoever opened the doors this morning and turned the lights on in here, you know, when you flick the switch, you expect those lights are going to come on, right? But if they don't, what do? You call for help. Sometimes help is, and I'm not trying to analyze this so much, but help is great when it's instant, and when we need help to have a problem fixed and it comes quickly, that's when we can deal with it. I want to talk about, though, help in another nature. My mom, bless her heart, before she passed away, was a lady who lived in Northern Virginia, and she loved helping other people. She would take people, she would drive people to the doctor's office, to go shopping, to take them to church, do all kinds of things, helping others. But as she aged and her macular degeneration got much worse and she sideswiped a Pepsi truck, she knew that she couldn't drive anymore. And she then had to learn to be one who was helped rather than be the helper. And as we get older and those of us who have always enjoyed helping other people, because it can kind of give us a little rush and we feel good. Oh, I'm glad I could help you, you know. But when we're the ones who need the help, it's harder to ask for it. There is, though, our relationship with God. And I hope we don't hesitate to ask the Lord for help when we need it. God hears every prayer we offer, we say, or think, however we express our need to the Lord. Help comes, but maybe not as quickly as we would like it to be. I think God answers all of our prayers in various ways. Sometimes, yes, even before we finish, that an answer to that prayer is on its way. Sometimes the Lord seems to say, yes, but you're going to have to wait just a little while, like the nurse at the nursing station, it says, we'll get there as soon as we can. And then sometimes the Lord's answer to our requests for help are, no, that's not my will for your life at this point. It's hard for us to hear no, but whether God is saying yes, wait, or not ever, we need to remember that he is our help in all situations. He's the one we can turn to. He is the one who is there for us, even when we don't realize it. I'm 75 now, and as I look back on my life, I can see many times that I didn't see at the moment it was happening that God was helping me. Have you ever had that happen to you, that something, you just say, well, I'm doing this all by myself, and then later on, in retrospect, you look back and you say, wow, the Lord was in that situation, helping in a way that I didn't realize at the moment. Now, today's Father's Day, and I want to just briefly say happy Father's Day, whether you've had children or not. If you've been able to help a child or some other person have a male role model that has been beneficial, help, when it's done, can be very positive. But help, when it's overdone, can hinder. When it's extremely overdone, can be hurtful. Let me try and quickly explain it. And I told I had to have a short sermon this morning, so I'll get you all on your way pretty soon. But there's a book called Toxic Charity that I came across some years ago that talks about, in our best efforts as Christians and people of faith and helping individuals in general, sometimes we can help up to a point, but we don't want to help too much because it can create some dependency. although we may be the ones who are in need because we call it codependency, we may be need to be needed, and that's why we do so much, some stuff too much. But the first thing when you help somebody once, there is that appreciation. And then maybe you help them a second time and there's a little bit of anticipation. And then their third time you help them, there is something called expectation. And then the fourth time you help them, it's called entitlement. And the fifth time you help them, this book suggests, is it's called dependency. And we don't want, God wants us to be dependent upon Him, but not necessarily on one another. And sometimes when we as people of faith try and help those who are needy, and I've had many people get in touch with me through the years, even as a retired pastor, saying, can you help? And it's usually somebody who has a real sad story, and sometimes it's real. Sometimes it's bogus, and you have to decide, do I help? And if so, how much? And do I help a second time? Probably not. So for me, I'm willing to help and maybe go out on a limb once. And maybe none of us like to be taken advantage of. But that's one of the concerns when we do something. We want to do it out of the goodness of our heart, and we say, I'm happy to help. But to ourselves, we say, but don't ask me again. You know what I'm talking about? So it's a matter of knowing when and how much our helping is making a difference. As parents and grandparents, we hope our children and grandchildren would need help from us every once in a while. We just don't want to be bumps on a log. We want to be able to be a part of their lives and encourage them and help them, but not to the point where we spoil them so they cannot do things for themselves that they need to do for themselves. And I think our Heavenly Father feels the same way about us. He wants to help us when we really need it, but He wants us to be able to be somewhat self-sufficient, knowing that it is from Him that our help does come. That's kind of what I wanted to say today. I have a prayer. This is kind of a disjointed sermon or a message. There's a fellow named Ted Loader, who's also a retired United Methodist pastor, who wrote a book called, many years ago, called Guerrillas of Grace. And in this, he has a poem, and I want to close with this. It's entitled, Help Me Unbury Wonder. O God of the miracles of galaxies, of crocuses and children, I praise you now for the soul of the child within me, shy in my awe, delighted by my foolishness, stubborn in my wanting, persistent in my questioning, and bold in my asking you to help me unbury my talents for wonder and humor and gratitude so I may invest them eagerly in the recurring mysteries of spring and beginnings of willows that weep and rivers that flow and people who grow in such endlessly amazing and often painful ways that I will be forever linked and loyal to justice and joy, simplicity and humanity, Christ in his kingdom. Amen. May God bless you, and thank you for listening. And I need to look on the bulletin to see what comes next.